How many of you out there want to be a social influencer and have the freedom to make a living off the content that you make? I'm sure a lot of you if you're listening to this podcast, but let me ask you this. How much time are you spending watching, reading, listening to other people's content? If the answer is, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours a day, that's great. Research is a very important part of being a creator. But what's more important is that you're not spending too much time watching and too little time creating. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about the balanced approach to creating and consuming, as well as 4 tips to help you take a more balanced approach to content creation. Today's episode is about creating more than you consume. Hey guys, Frisk here. Welcome back to the next episode of the Creator's Toolkit. Today we're going to talk about creating more than you consume. So this is a key thing that I feel like a lot of creators have problems with, that in the early stages of trying to really figure out who you are, what type of content you should make, maybe what channel you should do it on, maybe what's your niche and what's your genre, there's this huge portion of research and development where there's so much time spent watching and listening and reading, whether it be to get motivated, to get help, tips, information, and more. And from what I find is that there's this imbalanced approach to being a creator, that, you know, if you're maybe spending, you know, if you have available 3 to 4 hours a day, that maybe almost three hours of that is contributed to just watching and listening and, you know, seeing other people's stuff. And that doesn't actually leave you that much time to create. But I think the most important thing here is, though, it's all about that concept, that idea of 10,000 hours. And you talk about Malcolm Gladwell's theory that it takes 10,000 hours for someone to become an expert at something. And in that, you know, example that I just mentioned, 3 to 4 hours, if you have that available a day and you spend 3 of it researching, sure, you might become an actual expert at evaluating other people's content and maybe gathering the data to then put together a content strategy for how you want to move forward for your channel or your brand. But what you're not really trying to accelerate is the actual craft of creating. And really, that's the component. That's, to me, what I see people break out, or creators break out, is when they're like the proportion of how much time they spend consuming or creating is imbalanced, or maybe it's a bit balanced, but it's imbalanced in the sense that you create more than you consume. And so I want you guys to, you know, really think about this hard. You know, I'm going to give you guys 4 tips at ways you can force yourself to kind of maybe get out of the just research mode, the consumption mode, and find a way to blend it. It's a little bit of a hybrid. So you can research and watch, but it also force yourself to create simultaneously. It's one thing that I do, and I find a lot of like benefit and value in doing that. It's actually helped me get better and better. And when I started to really, really focus on it every day, it just became part of my life. Like, I would find myself having ideas and creating on the fly anywhere. I mean, as a matter of fact, as it stands right here, I'm in Stockholm, Sweden right now. It is 2 in the morning, and I got the idea for this podcast. Jumped right up and said, you know what? I'm not going to research. I'm not going to try and find more. I'm just going to jump in and I'm just going to jump out and create it right now. Don't care what time it is. This is top of mind. I feel really passionate about it right now. And I want you guys to know and understand it. And so, you know, before we get into those tips, you know, I want to say too, like, thank you so much for all the love for this podcast so far. So many of you are reaching out to me on Twitter. So many of you have called in, you know, and shot me messages, you know, to say thanks and that you appreciate what I'm doing. You know, that means the world to me. That's what gives me like this, you know, undying passion to keep going forward. It's not so much creating these podcasts. It's essentially the reaction, you know, that I get from you guys. So, you know, I want to call out a few that have, you know, really reached out and said some really positive things on Twitter and appreciate it. You know, Top Shelf, you know, Dan's one of my boys. He's a, you know, creator, an NHL, MLB, you know, sports gaming creator, really awesome stuff. We got Clutch Silver, who's on Twitch, real up and coming streamer, real great guy. Is going to do big things this year. You've got Miguel Gator, who's, head of partnerships over at Elgato, which, is really huge. Him, close friend of mine. He's always been there to support me as well, too, and give me, help. Millennium over at Operation Sports. Operation Sports was something I visited before I even got to where I'm got now. And so, obviously known Millennium for quite a long time. Ben Haggerty, Ben Verse Real World with the Black with No Cream podcast. I've Ben and I, we've shared a lot of creation stories together for quite a while, went to school together, made a lot of content together, done some real projects together. But yeah, thanks so much, Ben. And then, a couple others too. We got Snaggle J, Raise Gaming Sports, That Sports Gamer, TJ. Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it. But let's jump into the tips. Now, one short disclaimer about these tips. These are tips essentially about while you're consuming, because I know that's the most difficult part. Everyone spends a lot of time consuming. I know I do as well, too. But these tips are about trying to blend and merge creation and consumption. So think about these tips for if you're actually watching, listening, reading, something. These are four things that you can do specifically that will help you get out of consumption mode and into a little bit of creation mode. So firstly, it's to ideate. For example, as you're watching and listening, always have a notebook, whether that's, a digital one or a written one. I tell the story quite a lot to people around me, and I have a shoebox full of notepads that are just full written of thoughts, ideas, stories, titles, topics. And I bring these, I bring one with me everywhere I go, because I never know when I'm going to get an idea. I don't know when I'm going to get an experience, or something's going to speak to me and something's going to come to my head. And in that moment, I want to capture it, because it, it might dissipate. I might lose it. So anytime you intentionally go to sit down, maybe at your computer, or you're going to look at your phone, pull out your notepad on your phone, or bring your physical notepad and have it sit in front of you as you're going to watch someone else's videos. And I want you to ideate, not just consume to mindlessly watch and escape, actively engage with the content. Try and theorize and understand what's happening so that you can come up with your own ideas. So I'll give you an example, because this actually happened to me today, where the idea for this podcast kind of came, which is real interesting, how it would come full circle. So I was watching a video that Gary Vee had made, really on his social channels, and I was on an airplane, actually, just kind of working, and I saw there was a tweet that came up, and it was a quick little excerpt, and it talked about the airplane project, which he just released this Monday. And so I promptly, got to my phone, connected to Wi-Fi on the plane, and downloaded the full podcast series of the airplane project and listened to the, entire thing. And as I was listening to it, I had all these ideas just flooding my mind. And I started to write them down. And one particular one I got was, this was a profound moment that a singular piece of content was so focused and so dense that it allowed me to come up with all the, all this perspective, and then generally walk away with a theme in my mind. So I want to do something about it. And the idea that I came up with was to do a video response. And I wrestled back and forth in my mind, thinking, this is dumb. I shouldn't do this. Oh, this might be hard work. I'm going to have to maybe pull out a vlog camera around a bunch of random people. And I wrestled with it in my mind about not doing it. But ultimately, the idea, I just went with it. I just was like, you know what? I've taken so much from this. I've consumed so much. I haven't given anything back. I haven't created anything from it. And so I landed in Stockholm. I set up my camera right by the baggage claim, and I released a video. I created a video, and then I published it on Twitter an hour later, sent it directly to D-Rock and Gary Vee. And D-Rock actually sent me a message on Twitter that let me see if I can grab it here and read it to you. He said, "Thanks, man, for the compliments and energy in your video." And peace sign. And I said, "For sure, I myself deal with, subjective, creative feedback, like he mentioned. And listening to their project, you reminded me of that I'm here where I'm at because of the way I think and who I am. And so I appreciate that." And he responded, "I love it." And so I think about that small interaction. I think about what I was able to kind of the message to get to Gary and to D Rock. And I'm happy that I did it. And so ideate. Ideate while you're consuming, and you never know what could happen. So for the second tip, it's to analyze. Now that you have that notebook out, take notes on the good and bad. Like truly analyze the content that you're consuming. That's what I talked about, actively engaging in the content that you're listening, reading, or watching. That when things jump to your mind, or you get distracted, or you feel like it's cringe, or you feel really emotional, get choked up, like stop, like pause the content, pause it, and just think, why did that just happen? Why did my reaction to this happen in the way that it did? And kind of write down your thoughts, spell it out. And the reason why I say that is because at the end of the day, the reason why you're watching all of this content, the reason why you're inspired by all these other pieces of content is because you're honestly trying to create for yourself at the end of the day. You're trying to share your experiences, your thoughts, do the things that you care about. And we watch other people to gain inspiration and a sense of understanding of what we should do. But we play this world of copycat. We see someone do something and we do exactly what they did, as opposed to just stop and analyze what they did and why it worked. Like when you watch someone do a thing or say a thing and you think about how it makes you feel, that's like that intuition that speaks to you and says, okay, this is good. Like in your mind, you're thinking to yourself, like, wow, this made me feel something, or I really like this. And so we immediately jump to, okay, I need to do exactly that because I need to reverse engineer the feeling that I had. But that's not true. It's more about fusion. It's more about, taking chocolate and taking peanut butter, which are independently delicious on their own, and making something brand new, a Reese's. And so when you truly analyze another person's content and you stop and you try and like really call out, okay, what made me feel this way? Like, was it something I saw, something that I heard, my perspective? Maybe it spoke to me. Maybe it's incredibly relatable. Maybe it's relevant. If you analyze it that way, you will get closer and closer to understanding to what you need to do. And so I'll give you an example. I'll give you a little example of something that, I discovered, as a video creator. I love making cinematic content. Love it. I love doing voiceovers as well too. I used to hate my voice for a while. Now, I wouldn't say I enjoy it, but I'm okay with it. But one of my favorite pieces of content to make are micro documentaries, in a sense, that are a cinematic, more creative hybrid. So it's not drawn out, long form, slow, overly cinematic. It's a really driving narrative and story or voiceover over the top of compelling imagery that matches that voiceover, set to the perfect piece of music. That is my favorite piece of content to make. And how did I get to that? I deconstructed all of these different creators that I really, really love to watch to arrive there. You've got obviously Casey Neistat was one of the first to inject story, storytelling into vlogging. But I always felt it lacked a sense of composition in cinematic storytelling, and it lacked rigidity in purpose. And ultimately, I found other creators that write scripts and have poems. And then I found those that are unique in the way that they, show that content. And so really I took three different types of creators that I really liked, tried to deconstruct what I liked about them, and then tried to fuse them together into my own new piece of content. And then, you know, it's safe to say that I feel like what I make is unique, and I feel like it's different, and no one else is really doing it because it's for my love of what I've analyzed to be what really moves me. Like, I want to feel something in the narrative. I want to see beautiful imagery that's, you know, color graded and composed perfectly, and, you know, slow motion and not, and, you know, it tells, supports a story. But most importantly, I love music, and the right music tells the story just as much as the visuals and the voiceover. And so for that reason, the analyzation of the content that I like to watch helped me create myself. Now, thirdly, it's to explore. And I know that speaks really heavily to consumption. You know, naturally, there are those that we subscribe to and we follow in our feeds that, you know, content is pushed to us. But when I say explore, it's a method at which we go and seek out content. And then it's also, as you're exploring, you just kind of aimlessly let things, you know, discover things. Because ultimately, you're trying to get discovered. When someone explores, you want to be found when they explore. And so by going through the process of just being a consumer, but tracking it, the exploration, and seeing what people did and what they said to kind of arrive into your feed, into your suggested inbox, or onto whatever page you stumbled across, you really want to try and reverse engineer that. You know, because that is the number one challenge a lot of you have. I know so many of you out there create amazing content. You work so hard. You have great personality. You have high quality, you know, video, written, or audio content that you make, but you just can't figure out how to get this, overcome this one challenge, which is attention, awareness. You can't get discovered. And so you just do over and over and over. And there's two ways, like two paths that get you to where you want to be. It's to do it over and over and over again every single day for the rest of your life to eventually, day by day, you know, two, three subs or followers you gain a day, those add up to becoming a massive following over time. Or you make a more viral or super shareable thing that breaks through and people find you that way. You know, the second one, the latter example, is the most difficult thing to do. It's hard to create viral, super shareable content. Most people do it by accident. And so most people are doing the former. They are showing up, grinding every single day to get one, two, three subscribers, followers, listeners. As a matter of fact, that's kind of the way I feel at this podcast right now. Slowly building an army of, you know, people that want to get all the tools to create. And then hopefully as they share, you know, my what I'm doing and what I'm creating and how I'm trying to help, you know, we'll get this bus bigger and bigger until, you know, we get a little bit of an army. And then we have a city, and then we have a state, and so on. But anyways, as you're exploring, truly try and think about why people are showing up in your process of, you know, exploration or content consumption. You know, I'll talk about two very specific examples, one on YouTube, one on Instagram, that are both known for suggested content. When you're watching videos on YouTube, there are two very important things. There are who's showing up on in your feed, and then also when you're watching a video, who and what is getting recommended to you. Like, truly try and look at that. Try and find people that are consistently maybe showing up or getting recommended to you, and then go to their channel and try and analyze the moment that they did something to blow up. Because, like I said before, we're trying to reverse engineer. A lot of people call it growth hacking. They're trying to figure out what someone else did to redo it in their own way. And the way that they find these people is natural discovery. And so one individual or group that I found recently on YouTube was, which is great, is Love Live Serve. And randomly, I had been watching, you know, maybe some Jake Paul Rice Gum videos, and then all of a sudden, this Love Live Serve group was getting served to me. And I watched one specific video, It was inappropriate pranks in the library. And it went viral, but that was the video which allowed them to get served as something I could even explore and find. And so I felt like I was able to reverse engineer how they got to where they got. And because of that, they've grown hundreds of thousands of subscribers in the matter of weeks. Now, on the Instagram side, there's the Explore page on Instagram. And ultimately, there are people who go there and, you know, you can now follow hashtags and they find specific, you know, content based off of location, they off of interests, and then what people share. And so on that Explore page, you want to know, how do you get there? And try and understand what you can you create right now to get onto that page. And last but not least is to experiment. Like, don't let your plan get in the way. I mean, so many of you out there do one of two things. You either have no plan and you're just running by the seat of your pants, you know, the seat of your pants, trying to create in the day and then publish it right after it's done. I'm sure a lot of you are doing that. And there's some planning involved in that too. We'll talk about it in a second. But the second version is, you know, a batch creating and producing content, and then you're planning out on a schedule. You're maybe only able to dedicate certain time periods, you know, that you're available to plan and come up with ideas. But really, it's about being more fluid. That in the early stages of being a creator, you're experimenting. You know, in a previous podcast, you heard me say, be willing to try everything once. And that's the same with the content that you make. And really, it's a derivative from consuming. As you're consuming other people's content, other creator content, you might think that there's a new style or tone or language, whether it be visual or auditory, that you can really produce and leverage your advantage, and you might just want to try. You know, like, I think that's what happened really for me. I knew that listicles or lists were a most watched, you know, type of content, but I hadn't really made any. And I figured, you know what, let me just try it. And so I made a list video, and ironically became the most popular video that I've had on my channel up until recently, which also was another list. But ultimately what I found out is that lists perform really, really well on YouTube. People like to watch lists. And so taking the concept or the content style of a list and experimenting it with my own way to create something brand new, think about something that is cinematic, that has strong VO, that has good music, and then also as a list, that is unique. That is something that I could rally around to try and learn and make really, really cool. And so basically, I think experimenting is a critical component for a way that you should create, but also when you're consuming content, you should be thinking of, like, you know, specifically about that. And so when you're going into this, like, have some ideas and thoughts, but don't let your plans get in the way, because you could pivot plans, you can change plans, you could push them off. If you get a good idea and if you find a good experimentation, do that. Because you're going to learn something just as much as if you would from your plan. And you never know, you might stumble across something net new that really changes, you know, the course of your channel. I mean, I could say that there's so many examples of it out there. You know, it's QJB creating NBA Live mobile videos. It's Mighty Goat making in real life challenge videos. There's just so many other examples. Those are two just jump out immediately to me. It's Mead making lists. It's Coogs making news and information updates. It's, like we said, Casey Neistat revolutionizing the vlog. There's so many examples. And so really try and test yourself. Really try and experiment. Don't let your plans get in the way, but as you're consuming, that's what you want to be able to focus on. Take all of those learnings, the three steps I said before, to create an experimentation to try something new based off what you've learned. I hope you seriously consider what we've talked about in today's episode. Creating more than you consume is going to get you to where you want to be faster, and falling into the consumption trap is going to really hurt you. You're going to find yourself wasting time when you think you're actually doing quite a lot, because we all know we've all gone into a rabbit hole, watched one cat video that's turned into 2-3 hours of watching videos. So if you're going to do that, if you feel like that's difficult to stop doing that, or maybe you enjoy doing that, just pull out a pad of paper or pull out your notebook on your phone and just be an active, you know, consumer. Consume that content actively, ideate, analyze, to explore, so that you can have experiments for yourself. And then when it's time to actually put pen to paper and create, you'll already have a very long list of things at which you can create. You won't have to sit at the table, get writer's block, stare at an empty pad of paper or stare into a camera and not know what to do. You'll have dozens and dozens of ideas and thoughts that you fuse together through watching and researching other people's content. So let me know what you guys think about these tips, but I really hope that you consider it. It's going to improve your content. It's going to improve your workflow, and it's going to allow you to get closer and closer to exactly where you want to be. Once again, if you have any, you know, things you want me to talk about, reach out to me on, you know, social at Marcus Frisky, at all of those, you know, Instagram and Twitter, and Facebook as well too. Looking forward to talking to more of you. My door is open. And this has been a great episode for the Creative Toolkit. So until the next one, we'll see you guys. Peace.